Hello everyone. I decided to get a new toy. Kind of an impulse purchase, but I decided to do it anyways. And this is a vibrator from Fun Factory. It's an insertable vibrator. And it's called the Big Boss. And they're not joking about being big. It's 1.8 inch in diameter, so I did a quick calculation and it comes out to about 5.6 inches in circumference. So there's that, and it's 9 inches, which is big, really big. So I'm gonna try it out. I took the time to charge it beforehand, and there's a few different modes, so I'm gonna try them all. I'm gonna use some lube because it definitely warrants lube. Yeah, it has a slight curve, so it's pretty obvious it's going to be for the G-spot. Needs a lot of lube because it's kind of a draggy surface, as with most Fun Factory toys. Oof. Okay, here we go. And it's on. Well, I should probably put it back in first. And oh, okay. This is gonna take a little while. Whoa. Oh, they're not joking. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, okay. I think I need something else to warm me up. It's a little, requires a little warm up. So I'm gonna use my other toy, which is a little bit. It's not exactly small either, but it's a lot smaller. It's 1.3 inches in diameter. I won't have time to do the math here, but let's see. Okay. Oh, huh. Ah. 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 Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Okay. Oh. Maybe I did bite off more than I can chew. Oh. A little warm up. Oh, still good. Oh, fuck. Okay. Let's see. Hopefully that is enough. I'll probably try and use more lube. Back to our little subject matter at hand. A little toy. Not so little toy, actually. Okay, lots of lube. Okay, attempt number two. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck.
No pain, no gain, right? Oh, it hurts. Oh, it hurts. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh. 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 Fuck, it hurts. Oh, what is it? Holy crap. Oh, fuck. All right, time to go on. Oh, let's get turning on that. Oh, fuck, oh. Thrusting it in, tilting it up to my G-spot, and it has kind of a touchy button, but it has a loop at the end, which is a lot better, and it's a lot more ergonomic. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Definitely not for the pain of heart. Oh God. Oh. 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 Fuck. But once it's in, it is. Oh. Yeah. Okay. Next setting. Oh. Oh. Fuck. Stronger setting. Number two. Fuck. Oh, I feel so full. It still kind of hurts. Next. Fuck. Oh, it's deep. Oh, it's big. Oh. Oh. Next is, oh fuck, it's even stronger. Oh fuck. Oh, I hope it'll come before. Maybe a little clit rubbing. Kind of distract. Oh, fuck. No. Gotta be reviewing the toy. Next. Oh. Oh, it's the. Yeah. The wave patterns. Oh. Oof. Oh. I can't see how you can have a hands-free orgasm with this. Oh, some people said they can. Oh, fuck. Next. Ooh. Oh, it's pulse. The pulse. Oh. Faster. Oh, no. just holding in. There's basically enough. Oh. Oh. I think there's another sitting next. Oh. 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 Settling to my G spot.
Verdict will be that it is worth every pretty penny, as most fun factory toys are. It is expensive. It's almost $140, so there's that price point. But as you can see, I firmly believe that you get what you pay for most of the time. This is kind of for the size queens out there. Oh, it is big. But there's so many different settings. It's completely waterproof. Yes, you could bring it into the shower or the bath. And I would say it gets a good 5 out of 5. The vibrations are pretty good. They're not Hitachi Magic Wand good, but they're definitely not weak either. So I would suggest for to buy one. Go get one. Definitely worth every penny. So thank you for listening. And have a great day.